Morning, Dr. Shane. Dr. Henry, a 6-minute walk test on Imogene Fratt, F-R-A-T-T. This goes to Dr. Halaby on 11/29/22. Mrs. Fratt performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. During the test, at 1 minute and 34 seconds, her saturation dropped transiently to 87%, period. She rested for a minute and a half, resumed her walk, paused again at 4 minutes and 25 seconds with a saturation of 87%. And she resumed once again and at 5 minutes and 2 seconds into the test period. At the end of the test, she had achieved 170 meters and her end saturation was 93%. Period of paragraph impression. Severe exercise intolerance with transient demonstrable hypoxemia. Period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Virginia Herrera. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 11/29/22, Mrs. Herrera performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/24/22, there's been no change, period, to paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Edward Bohm, B-O-H-M. This goes to Dr. Price. On 11/29/22, Mr. Bohm performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/28/22, there's been no significant change, period, to paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Linda Willis. So this goes to Dr. Galfier. On 11/29/22, Mrs. Willis performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 235 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 94%, period. Of paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry report on Lucilla DeMatos, D-E-M-A-T-O-S. This goes to Dr. Cummings. On 11/29/22, Mrs. DeMatos performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was no significant airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, although the forced vital capacity normalized, probably due to improved effort, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/24/22, there's been no significant change, period, to paragraph impression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Carl Owens. This goes to the VA. On 11/29/22, Mr. Owens performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. At 2 minutes and 41 seconds, his saturation dropped to 87%, period. He had 2 liters of nasal oxygen applied, and he improved to 94%, period. At that time, he stopped the test and had achieved 80 meters, period. No paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S, Burgess, B-U-R-G-E-S-S. This goes to the VA. On 11/29/22, Mrs. Burgess performed, or Mr., I'm not sure, on 11/29/22, patient Francis Burgess performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 336 meters, the saturation was 96%, period. To paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Francis Burgess. On 11/29/22, Mr. Burgess performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, And there was a mild degree there was obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/4/22, there's been no significant change, period, in paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant progression, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Peter Smith. This goes to Dr. Gerard. On 11/29/22, Mr. Smith performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/1/21, there's been no significant change period of PEG compression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Rebecca Jones. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 11/29/22, Mrs. Jones performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was insignificant improvement period compared to a prior study dated 5/19/22. There's been no significant change period. Paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Eva Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 11/29/22, Mrs. Holmes performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. It was insignificant improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/12/22, there's been no significant change, period, of paragraph compression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant progression, period. Thank you.